This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello!
Hi.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Rob.
And welcome to episode 9 of our podcast. We're going to hear from Tess and Ravi in a little while. They'll be talking about a very British drink. Any idea what it is?
But first, let's have a look at some of your comments on the last podcast, where we discovered some great new bands. Milky Way, Ashbobol Yanchish, that's the Bubble Girls in English, Hope, Dead Flowers, and The Mixture. They're all bands that our listeners have been part of, so remember those names.
That's right. We asked you for your musical memories. And we've got lots of talented musicians listening to the podcast. We've got guitarists like Mandana in Iran and Azeri Boy in Azerbaijan. We've got a trumpeter, João Oliveira in Portugal. Estras and Nat Viegas in Brazil are both drummers, and so is Flautas in Mexico. Nana Adele in Egypt plays the accordion, and Guiso Zarego in Brazil plays the saxophone. I think we should put together an elementary podcast band.
We need a singer, though. How about Carla Lara 7 in Mexico? Carla says, "A musician told me that it is easier to play a guitar than to be a good singer, because in order to have a good voice, you have to be born like that. And when you use your voice, it's like another string that has to be in tune. Now I have the objective to find a place where I can sing, because I always liked it, but I didn't notice what a special talent it is."
How about it, Carla? Do you want to sing with the Elementary Podcast Band? There were lots of other great comments too. Too many to read out here. Q Trang even mentioned a special song about his city, Hanoi, in Vietnam. Check out the Hanoi Boogie on YouTube. Is there a special song about your city? Let us know at the usual address, www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish, or look for Elementary Podcasts on Facebook.
Now, we don't have time to mention them all, but we do keep reading your messages. Navajo, in China, told us about people there who make their living by queuing. And we think we found a place where people queue as politely as they do in Britain. That's Kenya. Thanks for that story, Kamore.
Now, last time, we said that Tess and Ravi were going to talk about something British people like to drink. And we asked what that drink might be. Q Trang had the answer. Listen and find out what it was.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Ravi.
And I'm Tess. And as usual, we're going to talk about something you think you know about Britain.
We asked our listeners what they think is typically British, and they said things like fish and chips, London buses, the royal family, and lots of people mentioned a particular drink. What do you think it is?
Tea. Lots of people said that they thought British people drink a lot of tea. And it's true. 165 million cups of tea are drunk every day in Britain.
165 million? Blimey.
I know. That's more than 60 billion cups a year.
Unbelievable. Why do we drink so much tea?
Well, actually, I don't drink tea at all. But British people have been...
You don't drink tea? What about coffee?
I sometimes have a fruit tea, but no, I don't drink tea or coffee.
Don't you? I have a coffee in the morning and then about 6 cups of tea during the day. Is tea more popular than coffee?
Oh, yeah. We said 165 million cups of tea every day, Well, the number of cups of coffee is 70 million, so we drink more than twice as much tea as coffee.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
How come the British drink so much tea? Is it because we used to have an empire or something like that? And how do you know all of this stuff, Tess? Are you just inventing these numbers?
It's called research, Ravi. I looked it up on the internet.
Oh.
The British have been drinking lots of tea since the 17th century. It was mostly just rich people drinking tea at first. But by the 19th century, everybody was drinking it. And that was when all the rituals of drinking tea started.
What do you mean by rituals?
Well, things like making tea in a pot and the way we make tea and serve it. And things like afternoon tea, when we have a cup of tea and cakes and sandwiches.
About once a year.
Well, yeah, we don't do it every day, but you know what I mean. You know that in other countries, people don't put milk in tea. But in Britain, 98% of tea is taken with milk.
Oh, you can't have a cup of tea without milk, Tess. Not too much milk. You don't want it too milky. And put the tea in first, then the milk, then the sugar.
See? That's the kind of ritual I'm talking about. People have strong ideas about the best way to make a cup of tea. Do you make your tea in a teapot?
Of course. You have to make tea in a teapot. It tastes horrible if you make it in a cup. If you want a good cup of tea, you have to make it yourself.
Oh, do you think so?
Definitely. In fact, all this talking about tea is making me thirsty. Do you want a cuppa? Oh, you don't drink tea. I forgot.
I wonder if other languages have words like that. Do you want a cuppa? Or do you want a brew? You know, the way we say a cuppa and everyone knows you mean a cup of tea.
Didn't it tell you that on your internet site? Right, I'm going to make a brew. You can't beat a nice cup of tea.
I'm with Ravi. You can't beat a nice cup of tea. But it has to be right, not too much milk.
That's funny, because I'm the same as Tess. I don't like tea.
What about you, listeners? Do you drink tea? How do you usually make it? With milk or without milk? Or is coffee the most popular drink in your country? I used to live in the south of Italy, and the coffee there was fantastic, the best I've ever had. And actually, a friend of mine used to live in Argentina, where they often drink another hot drink, mate. I'd love to hear more about that if anyone can tell me.
So why not write and tell us what you or people in your country like to drink? Write your comments at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Now, I want you to listen again to something Tess said.
Tea. Lots of people said that they thought British people drink a lot of tea. And it's true. 165 million cups of tea are drunk every day in Britain.
I want to look at the verb forms. British people drink a lot of tea. But 165 million cups of tea are drunk every day. Listen again.
Tea. Lots of people said that they thought British people drink a lot of tea. And it's true. 165 million cups of tea are drunk every day in Britain.
Why is it British people drink tea, but lots of cups of tea are drunk every day? The second one is passive. Who drinks all those cups of tea? British people, I suppose, but the sentence is about cups of tea, not British people. So the verb is passive. Be with the past participle. Are drunk. Listen to another example.
You know that in other countries, people don't put milk in tea, but in Britain, 98% of tea is taken with milk.
People don't put milk in tea. Active. But 98% of tea is taken with milk. Passive is taken.
There are lots of activities on our website to tell you more about the passive and how we form it and use it. Give them a go.
And there are also exercises about short questions like this.
I sometimes have a fruit tea, but no, I don't drink tea or coffee.
Don't you?
So, we drink more than twice as much tea as coffee.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Tess said, I don't drink tea or coffee. And Ravi asked, don't you? Then she said, we drink twice as much tea as coffee. And Ravi asked, do we? Can you work out the rules for short questions like this? The activities on our website will help you. You'll find them at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish. Look for elementary podcasts.
Well, that's all we've got time for. We'll be back next time when we'll hear more about Carolina and her job at the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
So until then, bye.
Bye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.